Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert, how much of what you buy is based on brand? But is it any better than generic?
You know, I really like my Rice Chex cereal. It's probably not any better, but I just really like it.
Don't feel bad because we all do it. But should we? Marketers are using a new approach in their ads called neuromarketing. It uses brain imaging to uncover your deepest emotions in order to create ads that induce you to buy.
Some call neuromarketing transformative, while others believe it's unethical. For decades, traditional marketing has relied on questionnaires and focus groups to gauge consumers' response to their products. But people don't always say what they think, which makes the marketing data unreliable.
Neuromarketing, however, uses tools such as electroencephalograms or EEGs, which measure the electrical activity in the brain. The information provides a much deeper and honest assessment of a person's unfiltered reaction to a product.
Several years ago, researchers set out to do their own Pepsi challenge and test whether consumer emotions drive purchase decisions. They placed consumers inside a functional magnetic resonance imager, or fMRI, while taking the Pepsi challenge, a blind taste test of Pepsi and Coke.
As the fMRI monitored blood flow changes in their brains, half the people chose Pepsi, activating the areas associated with rational thought. But then, when they learned which drink was Coke, the areas associated with emotion were stimulated, and they switched to Coke instead.
This means positive emotions can overrule rational thought. Results like these have marketers attempting to access and manipulate hidden desires deep in our brains. They've already begun using EEGs to determine which ads stimulate strong emotions so they'll be remembered longer.
So you're probably wondering, is this ethical? Supporters say no ad campaign can turn us into lemmings. Still, next time, ask yourself, is this purchase rational or emotional?
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.